Attention in the water. Attention in the water. This is the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Be advised, State Parks is asking us to make an announcement to let you know you are paddleboarding next to approximately 15 great white sharks. They're advising that you exit the water in a calm manner. You got me
coming. And we are advising you that you're about to listen to the world's greatest action sports podcast. That's right, this is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. And I'm a little blown out here on this beautiful Monday, but the show will and must go on because, like I said before, it's the world's greatest action sports podcast, so it's got to be good every time. No rest for the wicked. Here's why. I'm kind of blown, but feeling good anyway. So Friday, as I was, you know, generally starting to get prepared for the show, I was fully inundated with work, with good stuff, with fun. I started off my day doing a panel discussion regarding journalism at Transworld Business. Thank you, Transworld Business, for having me. It was very enlightening. I actually learned a lot. I kind of thought I was going to go in there and just screw around for an hour, but there was about 50 college kids staring at me, taking notes, wondering, how did you do it? And it was tough to tell them how I did it because I slept my way to the top. I did not. I worked and worked and worked my way to the top to where I am now in a trailer in Encinitas, California, doing a podcast about surfing, skating, and snowboarding from my panel discussion at Transworld Business. Now, this was huge for me. I got hired to DJ the 2017 Skateboarding Hall of Fame Awards. Felt like a little fanboy walking in here. I mean, every skate legend that you would want to see is there. And as I'm setting up my DJ stuff, people start coming in. Oh my God, Steve Caballero, Hassoy, Eric Dressen's here, da-da-da. The list goes on and on and on. And then I look over, oh my gosh, Day One Song sitting right in front of me. And as I'm getting ready to kind of start, one person comes up behind me and he's going, hey, what are you going to play tonight? I look around. It's Glenn E. Friedman asking me what I'm going to play in a nice way, but oh my gosh, I had a little fan freak out. This is Glenn E. Friedman who took all the photos at the very beginning. Fugazi, Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerks, Minor Threat, Misfits, Bad Brains, Beastie Boys. Glenn E. Friedman's asking me, what are you going to play? And I panicked and I just said, good stuff. Idiot. But that's how it started. Threw me off. How nerdy is that to be fanboy for Glenn E. Friedman and looking out and seeing all your skate heroes and getting absolutely nervous? I did. But as the reviews came in, I did well. I'm not bragging here. I did good. I'm a good DJ for things like this. So if anybody out there is having an awards ceremony and you need some rock and roll music, hit me up. I played some, you know, I only played two Fugazi songs and one Bad Brain songs. I just wanted to get Glenn excited and come on. It was an amazing show. Congratulations to the Skateboarding Hall of Fame for putting on an incredible show. Thomas Barker, Don Brown, Steve Olson, they were a triplicate. Thomas Barker, thank you for having me. I skate with Tommy at the Poots Park up the road, and man, put together one hell of a show. And Steve Olson was the host. We had a little thing going where he would nod at me when I was supposed to put on the music to end these speeches. Because one thing about the Skateboarding Hall of Fame that you got to realize is people like to talk for a long time. This is a big night for them. This is a lifetime of skateboarding. They got to put down on paper for one speech. So there's some great interviews, some great presenters. Highlight of the night, Rodney Mullen comes walking right by me, does his induction speech for Day One Song. He's basically making everybody cry. It was so good. And Day One comes up to get his award. These fools are hugging right in front of me, and I just feel this blast of positive energy. I'm not kidding. I'm 2 feet away from Rodney Mullen and Day One Song, ultimate bro hug. Boom, just a waft of stoke energy. It was awesome. And I mean, again, nerdy, yes. you know, fanboy. Yes, absolutely. Why not? You can't fan out on legends. Who are you going to fan out on? One thing was cool. So I'm from Encinitas. Three of the skaters inducted in the Hall of Fame were from Encinitas. Tight. So tight. Bob Weaver. You recognize Bob Weaver as the guy with the flying hair going bombing hills in La Costa. Mike McGill got in. It was an epic night. You can go to skateboardinghalloffame.com. Go to the Skateboarding Hall of Fame Instagram as well to get your full list of inductees. I'm sure the videos are going to be coming out. It was an incredible night. From there, at midnight, I went to Santa Monica to spend the night, to wake up super early to do the play-by-play for Red Bull Heartlines, which I will get to in skate news. From Heartlines, I went to pool party, to Van's pool party in Orange. It was a big weekend. I'm going to get to all that very, very soon. First, I have to thank Masterplan PR. That's right, at Masterplan PR. Masterplan is buzzing with excitement, spreading the vibe of the Monday Mass. They were the ones, Masterplan PR were the ones that said, you know what, Chris, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. And I said, I agree with you. Thank you, Masterplan PR. You know your action sports podcasts. You know your PR. So go to at Masterplan PR. Get the vibe. You need some PR done. You know, you need that. You need some hype. Hit them up. We're going to start off this show today for May 15th and the 7 days before. You know what we're going to do? We're going to start it off with snow news. No news this week. We had to call yet another one of our favorite experts. Let's go to Super Park with the one and only Mr. Eddie Wall. Eddie Wall.
Chris Note, what's up, man? It's Eddie. So, Super Park 21 recap. We got, for the listeners who don't know exactly what Super Park is, pretty much Snowboarder Magazine gathers a group of builders from all around the country. So, this year it was Boreal, Woodward at Tahoe, Loon Mountain, Seven Springs, Corinthia at Mount Snow, and of course, Mammoth, where it was all hosted. So, they bring builders in and they each get to build a few massive, massive features. And it's pretty much some of the biggest park features in the world. So, you know, there's rails, there's quarter pipes, there's jumps jumps over trees, there's hips, and of course, just massive tabletops. So, let's see here. I mean, I guess, like, pretty much one of the biggest standouts was this, the Mammoth feature, which was a jump that was super poppy, and it was 110 feet to the clear it. And the guys were probably landing at, like, 130, 140 feet. So, pretty much, like, world record airs. It was just insane to watch it. And then the hip that was also the Mammoth feature was 33 foot tall. Takeoff, it was just crazy. It didn't even look like real, like a human could hit it. But then there was also a 20'8" quarter pipe, and on the quarter pipe, like Greg Bretz did double Michael Chuck, Jaeger Bailey did a 1 foot Michael Chuck, Nick Baden did a huge backside three. On the crazy hip, Toby Miller just sent like the super far method. Sebe DeBuck did an air to fakie Japan that was huge. Garrett Warnick first hit just did a backside three and then just sat down. So first and last hit just killed it with a back three. Haldor Helgeson was doing backside crails that were mental. Yuki Kodono from Japan stomped one of the biggest methods of the day, and Tomoki Wakita also did a back three. Anyways, the jump was absolutely massive. 130 feet these guys were going, at least. Chris Corning did a triple cork. Craig Gawalos was riding a swallowtail board and just doing like double, huge laid out front flips, like kind of lawn dart style, which was pretty rad. Yutaro Miyazawa, he killed it. Let's see, Tyler Flanagan, best style out. This only with a backpack, did like massive double backflip. Haldor Helgeson again killed it. Ethan Morgan. So yeah. Anyways, it was definitely one of the. Most of the people sitting there said it was the gnarliest session that they have ever seen in their lives go down. Some of the biggest airtime ever in snowboarding. So it was pretty rad to be there and be part of it. A lot of people were saying that this was, you know, one of the best super parks in the 21-year history. And to cap it all off, we have the awards, which was Super Unknown, which was for Fridjof Tissendorf. And he was the dude riding with a backpack the entire week, which was like kind of trippy. And he was just doing all sorts of crazy stunts the whole week. Supercharger was Brock Crouch, and he was guinea pigging like all the jumps, and then also sending it with the rest rest of the guys, but just to be the first one to go off any of these jumps or hips is just, that's unreal. And yes, that goes to Brock Crouch. And then standout of the whole week, which is the biggest award you can win, is Halldór Helgason. It was unbelievable to watch him ride. He did like a bunch of NBDs, never been done, and just was sending it the whole entire week. On the hill and actually off the hill at the bar too, so that was pretty epic. Oh, and then also there was a thing, hashtag Super Seekers, and you guys should check that out on Instagram. And A-Lo won that, which is Andy Lowe won that, which is pretty funny. It was a bunch of stuff they had to go do. So anyways, sorry this is taking a while, but it was pretty unbelievable, pretty much like history in the making, not to sound too cliche, but it was pretty epic. And yeah, huge shout out to Mammoth for hosting everybody. And also at the bar it was pretty crazy, the after party. The Halldór got wasted, ripped down the chandelier. They kicked everybody out of the bar at like 11 p.m. So that was pretty funny. Funny way to end a good super park. So, okay. Hope you're doing well, dude. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I love Eddie Wall. That ruled. Thank you for that report from Super Park. Super Park. I believe it's all on snowboarder.com. You can go check that out. Super Park was, sounds like it was the craziest contest ever. And it sounds like the after party was even better. Put a bunch of snowboarders all wet in their snowboarding outfits. Give them free booze. And it's going to go down. It's going to get lit. Because they're wet. And they're cold. And they want to drink and get warm and jump around. Sounds like that happened. In other snow news, listen to this. This is crazy. Okay, this is on Instagram. Okay, on the Red Bull Snow Instagram, to be exact, Yuki Kodono pulled the world's first quad cork 1980. What the hell? Okay, I watched it like 8 times. I still didn't get it. Quad cork 1980. I didn't even know what a quad cork 1440 was, but that's been done. That went to Tomoki Wakita. Did a backside triple cork 14-4. What does all this math mean? What the heck? Okay. 19. Okay. Yuki Kodono goes 5.5 times around. Now close your eyes. Not if you're driving. Close your eyes and picture this. A guy goes off a snowboard jump. Whoosh. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 spins. Bam, lands it. What the hell's going on in snowboarding? 1980. Jeez. Thank you, Eddie Wall, for that snow news. Thank you, Yuki Kodono, for continuing to baffle snowboarding commentators and people watching around the world spinning 5.5 times. Wow. Let's move on. Where are we going next? Oh, I'm not listening to those lifeguards, those sheriffs in the helicopter. I'm going surfing. We're all going surfing. We're going to surf news. Last week in Surf News when we had all those rad guests and it was super fun talking about surfing. I don't have any guests this week, but I'm fun. Listen to me. Here we go. What's now being referred to as the Oi Backwash Pro is crawling towards an inevitable finish. It's been fun. It's been maybe not the best contest ever. It's been a rough one, especially, you know, for some of our favorite surfers. And just watching it sometimes. We expected to see long, rippable lefts, like a point break, which may be happening at some point this week. But what we've gotten so far is honestly fun-looking waves. You and your bros, you and your girlfriend, your crew, right? You're out there surfing. It would be super fun to surf these waves at Sakurama, right? They look fun. Backwash, you could do chop hop, Zoltan Torcos kickflip off the backwash. That would be fun, but watching the world's best surfers competition in these waves is okay. I prefer to watch them in really good waves, which again, we could see at the end of this contest, right? One bright, shining moment in this contest, the women, they actually kind of got the best of it. They got the really fun looking waves. Tyler Wright takes the win. Takes the ratings lead. And we've got a title fight, folks. Tyler Wright wants to go back to back. And she is ripping. So I think Tyler Wright's, obviously got a shot. Now she's in the driver's seat. She's in that yellow Jeep ratings leader jersey. Is it gold or is it yellow? On the men's side of things, we're in the latter rounds, right? We're looking towards the quarterfinals, and there's swell on the way, depending on when you listen to this. Because I know some of you don't listen to this on Monday. Some of you listen to it later in the week. Regardless, WorldSurfLeague.com will tell you all you need to know. Go watch some of these heat analyzers and feel the shock and awe. Yago Dora beats John Florence in round three. John, 2-5s, bummer. It, you know what the biggest bummer was? Was that these two guys matched up this early. Two of everybody's favorite surfers matching up in round three is a bummer because you know somebody's going to go home. In this case, it was John Florence. He got beat fair and square. Yago Dora did this. The one big score he got, big hack, big frontside, nearly 540. Yago Dora, he could win this whole contest. He's kind of the last of the underdogs, I guess you would say, because the remaining field is all the Adrianos, the Fannings, the Ownwrights, you know, Julian Wilsons. So they're pretty much all veterans except for Yago Dora, which is going to be really fun to watch. One thing also that was crazy, Kanoa Igarashi and Felipe Toledo, everybody was basically packing up, thinking, okay, Felipe's got this. What are we going to do next? Well, the very beginning of the heat, interference. Toledo drops in on Kanoa Igarashi. It was a split-second call for sure. But regardless, interference. And this is where I was expecting the pitchforks to come out. I thought the scaffolding was going to be pulled to the ground. Riots in the streets. Madness on the beach of Sakurama. But no. No, everybody was calm. Even Felipe's dad. I didn't hear, you know. Hey, got an interference. He lost. Kanoa Igarashi takes down the favorite, Felipe Toledo. And I wonder, nothing would have happened in Rio. I'm kidding. There wouldn't have been a riot. It's just a surf contest. So, OI Rio Pro rolls on. And we think, we suspect, we hope for a big, big finish. It's going to be a veteran showdown. Other than Yago Dora, it's going to be fun to watch. We will have Jimmy Wilson back in to talk about passion picks. And I feel like this was a contest, like we said before, it was impossible to choose. I know everybody's fantasy teams out there got fantastically fisted. Can I say that? Anyway, what else is happening in surf? Stab just dropped a fashion shoot photo feature on Felicity Palmateer. She's great. She surfs Jaws. She rips. And this fashion shoot is really cool. Go to Stab and look at it. Congrats to Logan Doolian and the Snapped 3 crew. I'm talking Snapped 3 Reloaded. World premiere coming to the U.S. Open this summer. New footage of Bruce Irons, Bobby Martinez. You got, you know, Danny Fuller, Barca, the whole crew. This is going to be a sick movie. DIY surf flicks rule. Snapped 3. I've seen Snapped 1. I've seen Snapped 2. And I'm ready for Snapped 3. This is going to happen at the OC Observatory August 4th, okay? Snapped 3. Look for it on the internet. Hey, wave pool fans like me, Wave Garden in Austin, Texas is reopened and ready to rip. I got friends that have already booked their tickets, you know, put in their, put in their reservation for a session. I want to go. I love Austin. I love a good novelty wave. And when I say that, that is with the utmost respect and a compliment. This is a novelty wave of epic proportions. These waves look rippable in Enland Surf Park. I love you, Enland Surf Park. Let's do a live Monday Mass from Enland Surf Park someday soon. Please. I'm so excited. I'm booking my ticket. Who would have thought you'd be booking a ticket for a surf trip to Austin, Texas, where you have some of the best food in the world, a music scene that is above all amazing. There's skate parks in Austin. There's bats. It's all going down in Austin, Texas. We'll see. I might just move there. I mean, they got this Inland Wave Garden. It's open. And why not? Let's rip. Another ripping news. CJ Nelson won the duct tape challenge in Sayulita, Mexico. Sayulita? Sayulita Sayudita. CJ Nelson, congratulations. That's your surf news. Proximity world premieres are happening all over the world. Literally, I think as I'm saying this, they're New Zealand. Proximity is coming to America. Go to proximitythemovie.com. I'm talking about Taylor Steele's latest and greatest. Cannot wait to see it. It's coming this week. It's on. That's your surf news. Bye. Wait, hold on. Skate news next. Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, I had a real skatey weekend. Real skatey. Saturday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. I got up. I met up with Chris Pastris. We went to Red Bull HQ to do a broadcast of Red Bull Heartlines. Pretty interesting. We were in a studio talking live, broadcasting live to Corbin Harris and Tina Dixon, who were in Detroit. Two crews, one in Santa Monica, one in Detroit. We were there talking you through the contest, and it was an amazing contest. Red Bull Heartlines 2017, okay? And you know what this is? This is video game skateboarding at its finest. Downhill, switchback, rails, ledge, stairs, so fast. It all ends in a 10 stair? This is one of the best skate contests of the year, easily. And it went by so fast, right? The anticipation. I talked about this last week. I had Nyjah Houston on the show last week. Nyjah, see what I'm saying? And that must have been Nyjah's lucky charm, because he did not need luck. Nyjah Houston started this contest with, I believe, a run in the 80s, right? With speed. This is a contest where you have to do a lot of tricks. You have to do them well. You have to do hard tricks. You have to do them all in succession, rapid fire, bam, 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 tricks from top to bottom. And you got to go fast while you're doing it. If you go slow, you're going to have points taken away for how low you finish as far as the speed goes, right? So Nyjah Houston does everything right. First run on lane number one. There's two lanes. Like, I don't know if I told you that. There's two lanes. First run, you get something in the mid-80s. And that sends a shockwave through the field of skaters. Everyone goes, great. Nyjah's here. Nyjah's back. This was almost destiny that this is going to be his first big win of 2017. Chase Webb, Nyjah's homie, was close. Nyjah shouted out Chase Webb on last week's Monday Mass. Yeah, Nyjah was. Did I tell you Nyjah was on Monday Mass? Alec Majerus. Alec Majerus was the closest skater to Nyjah at the end of the contest. Alec rips. He seems like a really nice kid. He was skating basically with a broken thumb the whole time, and we kept asking him, how's the thumb? How you doing? He goes, thumbs, it hurts. Yeah, I'm fine, but I can skate. I got my legs. I'm ready. It was an epic event. Red Bull always does it right, and I'm not just saying that because they paid me to talk about it. I'm saying that as a skateboarding fan. I love watching Red Bull events. And speaking of that, Red Bull Back to the Bowl documentary drops now on redbull.tv. So Back to the Bowl is a documentary about Marseille, about the history of park skating, the history of park skating competition. All your favorite stars are in this documentary. I'm about to watch it as soon as I wrap up today's Monday Mass. I'm super excited. Again, Red Bull does it right. You can't deny that, right? I'm excited to watch Back to the Bowl on Red Bull TV. It's going to be fun. And redbull.tv/heartlines is where you can watch the recap of a fast and furious radical skateboarding contest I was hyped to be a part of. And I'm going to watch it again. Like I said, sometimes when you commentate these contests, you don't even realize how good they were until you rewatch it, because you're sitting there talking about it, trying to inform and entertain the crowd, and you don't really get a chance to sit back and just let it soak in how good Nyjah Houston skated in this thing. Every single run was better than the last. I'm going to watch it four times today. And you should too. redbull.tv/heartlines. And listen to my voice as you watch it. And let it just lull you into a sense of love and satisfaction. Super weird.
This is Nyjah Houston. You're listening to Monday Mass.
And most people that I talked to did the same run that I did, right? Heartlines, Red Bull Heartlines. You started there, and you went straight from there into Vans Pool Party 2017. Oh, man. And I literally went there. I was living Red Bull Heartlines via satellite. I was live talking about it. Jumped in my car after it ended. Got on four god-awful freeways. Took me 2.5 hours to get from Santa Monica to Orange County. But I made it just in time to get myself in to Vans Pool Party 2017. Welcome to the Thunderdome. Oh my God. I've never seen anything like this. I've meant to go to Vans Pool Party 10 times in the past. I just have never made it. This is my first year going. And to see this thing go down live, as Jeff Grosso said in last week's Monday Mass, this is the greatest pool skating event ever. So it's a recreation of the old Combi Bowl, but it's, you know, it's updated for modern transitions and all that. Arguably easier to skate than the old school Combi Bowl, but there's nothing easy about this bowl. It is crazy how big this thing looks in real life. You get there and you literally get kind of queasy standing on the coping. It's that deep, both sides. And fools are shredding this thing, skating it like a mini ramp. It's insane. I mean, when I say Thunderdome, I literally mean you walk in and you smell the pads and the nachos and you hear the crowd and you hear the grinding and the slapping of tails. It's sensory overload to the maximum, but it's amazing. And I know it's a year from now, as of yesterday or the day before, but seriously, put it on your calendar. To be there in real life was incredible. And some of the things I saw, so I know people, I got myself right on the deck. I'm standing elbow to elbow with, you know, Steve Alba. I'm standing there next to Hosoi. I got Chris Miller over here giving me a high five, which was cool. And there's Legends, Pro, and Masters, all right? Three different divisions. There is a women's event that goes down later on in the year, which is incredible in itself. So in watching some of the warm-ups that were going down, Clay Kreiner is a guy that is doing some next-level transition skating, and he's basically made a household name from VertAttack last year, and he's kind of just skyrocketed himself to the top of the top of the best when it comes to deep bowl skating and vert skating. Clay Kreiner is doing this gap, right, that I've seen on the internet. You've probably all seen it on Instagram. It's a gap in the Combi round bowl. It's about 35 feet. I don't know the measurements. It's freaking huge. He's already doing this gap, which is probably one of the heaviest things you'll ever see in bowl skating. And in this contest, his secret weapon was going to be heel flip frontside grab over the gap, which this is like Space Jam, Michael Jordan type stuff, right? This gap is impossible. He's already ollied it 10 times, 20 times. Now he's trying to heel flip this thing. He almost made it. Had he made it, he would have won. But that's taking nothing away from our eventual winner in the pro division, Tom Schaar from Encinitas, California. That's right, Tom Schaar. This guy is winning Vans Park Series events. Now he's winning Vans Pool Party. He's already won multiple Mega Ramp events, vert events. Tom Schaar is so heavy. He did it. I mean, watch his run via the interweb. Jeez. Tom Schaar was absolutely ripping, doing, 15 feet, 540s straight out the bowl, which a 540 in a cement bowl is arguably way harder than a 540 on a vert ramp. And I don't know, I've never done either. I've never even dropped into a 12-foot cement bowl. That is terrifying. These guys are flying. Other favorites that I saw in person, not bragging, just talking about it on the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast. Chris Russell, always super fun to watch. Absolutely ripping. Corey Juno, who got second place, insanity, shredding. Clay Kreiner ended up getting third place. And, I mean, the list of pros competing in this thing, and Neil Hendricks and Scott Taylor, the two commentators, they put this thing in perspective. Look, the youth has taken over. Bucky Lasik was in the finals. He was the only guy of, I don't want to say Bucky's old school, but older fella. All these other guys are just out of their teens or still in their teens. And the youth has taken over when it comes to bull skating, and it is so fun to watch. Bravo to Vans and the pool party staff for making this one of the greatest contests that I've ever seen. And I watched it both online and in person. You ever do that? You set up your phone in your car and you put the contest on, you plug it into your stereo and you blast it. It's illegal, but I did it and I didn't get caught. I didn't crash, but I don't advise for you to do that at home. The Legends division at the Vans pool party was, again, I mean, these are your favorite skateboarders from childhood, from now. We got Steve Caballero and Lance Mountain, who at the end of the day, at the end of the contest, they were locked in a tie. These guys are 50 plus years old. Lance Mountain's coming back from a broken leg. Steve Caballero nearly broke his back riding a motorcycle a couple weeks before this contest. These guys are battered, broken, but they've come back every year to skate the Vans pool party. This year, it was Lance Mountain, Steve Caballero, locked in a tie at the very end, and then through a count back, Steve Caballero gets the edge, gets the lead. How does Lance Mountain finish this contest? He's got one more run. He goes for the catamaran run with the homeboy and Pat Nogo. And it was epic. The crowd is going wild. You got to give huge shout outs to Jeff Grosso, Mike McGill, Tony Magnuson. I mean, all these guys that skated through incredible pain. If Jeff Grosso, who, man, again, Jeff was on my name. I know him. He walked by me. He didn't see. But anyway, Jeff Grosso is skating through broken everything. He called his bodily situation a horror show. He still sucked it up and skated. Fans were waving signs. Did Grosso win yet? It was an incredible moment. And you could tell he was, I mean, to get Jeff Grosso emotional, something cool has to be happening. And that's what I saw. So thank you, Jeff Grosso, for risking life and limb, coming back and shredding. In the Masters division, Andy McDonald took the win. Probably the most consistent skater in the history of skateboarding. He won. Another cool thing that happened, we watched this go down. Amelia Brodka, who does exposure skate, she is a huge force for the future of women's skateboarding. She got engaged to her boyfriend, Alec. And they did it in front of the whole crowd. She had no idea what was going on. She was getting interviewed by Neil Hendricks. And her boyfriend, Alec, dropped in, popped out of the bowl, straight onto his knees. He was wearing knee pads, and they got engaged. It was super awesome. I cried. I mean, sorry. I told someone there was dust coming off the bowl, but I was crying. I was emotional. Speaking of emotional, whoa, got choked up right there. Congratulations, Amelia and Alec. Speaking of Jeff Grosso news, Love Letters is back. My favorite skateboarding web series, Love Letters to Skateboarding, hosted by Jeff Grosso, is back. The first episode was All Hail Cardiel, hallelujah. John Cardiel, the king of skateboarding, right? Past, present, future. Everybody loves John Cardiel. So it's cool to see Love Letters to Skateboarding just pouring on the love for cards. And I've watched that episode 3 times already, and I believe part 2 is going to be coming out any minute now. So Love Letters to Skateboarding, it's on Vans' YouTube page. Go find it. Go watch it. Get psyched. This was a big bummer. I hate to go from such excitement and hype and love and joy to bummer, but Christopher Big Black Boykin passed away last week. And, I mean, this guy was a gem of a human. I know people, my friend Sammy at the Belly Up used to work with Chris Boykin. But Christopher Big Black Boykin used to work at the Belly Up, my local haunt. And he was all smiles all the time, a professional in the field. And, you know, obviously after that, he became a big star with Rob Dyrdek. They had an incredible ride through the Hollywood Hills, literally. Rob and Big. I loved that show. I mean, I watched it, and I loved Big Black. And he was a super nice person. I met him a few times, a gentle giant. This dude just ruled. And Yeah, he went way too soon. So rest in peace, Christopher Big Black Boykin. That was a bummer. Okay, back up. Let's get back up. Back up. Atlanta Slammer on Thrasher Magazine. Whoa, what? Dude, this was, talk about a holy moly horror show. So in Atlanta, there's an infamous five block. A huge, basically bleachers, right? You know when you go to a tennis court or, you know, something and they set up bleachers for people to sit on? They're like giant stairs. That's what this thing is like. The landing is about 8 feet, then it drops off a curb. Just making it that much more sketchy, right? The five block in Atlanta was the scene of Atlanta Slamma on Thrasher Magazine. Last year, Thrasher threw Bust or Bail at the San Diego Sports Arena triple set, which was absolutely just madness. Well, Atlanta Slamma lives up to the name because there was carnage. There was people chucking their carcasses straight off this five block, straight to the ground. But it was, you know, it wasn't all brutality. It was not all slams and brutality because you have guys like Kyle Walker, Zion Wright, Tommy Guns, Paul Hart, Yoshi Tannenbaum, Deshaun Jordan. They all got tricks. Deshaun Jordan got $3,000 for a fakey tray flip from hell. Well earned. What can I say other than go watch Atlanta Slamma if you haven't already watched it. It doesn't matter if you don't even like skateboarding, because I know you like videos where people eat shit. Well, then go watch this. Do you like skateboarding? Go watch this. Do you like stunts? Go watch this, because this is way heavier than anything you've probably seen lately. Atlanta Slamma is on ThrasherMagazine.com. Lakai, The Flair, teaser, dropped. New full length coming in July, and the cast looks amazing. Lakai is a footwear brand, for those of you who might not know. They have an incredible team. Rick Howard, Mike Carroll, Vincent Alvarez, Raven Tershey, Stevie Perez, Riley Hawk, and Danny Brady, Jesus Fernandez, Sebo Walker, John Ciano. I'm excited. Everybody's excited to see this video. The Flair coming soon. The teasers have been awesome. Sponsorship news. Sammy Montano goes to Alien Workshop. His welcome part is sick. I mean, Sammy Montano, Alien Workshop. Alien Workshop making a subtle, slow, yet like a phoenix from the ashes rise back to its former glory, and it's great to see. I'm a huge Alien Workshop fan. What else happened this weekend? This is good news. This is great news. This is the stuff I love to talk about. Ryan Scheckler held his 8th annual Scheckler Foundation Skate for a Cause event. It benefits his Be the Change initiative. Okay, this all went down at the Etne Skate Park last week. Ryan Scheckler, this dude is an incredible humanitarian. He raises tons of money for various causes. Over the weekend, the Adaptive Skate Collective came through. Tons of skate legends, top pros, heavy hitters. So, you know, it's basically a contest, a skate race, a rail jam, a stair chuck session, and there's money on the line. But the big thing here is it's all for charity. So everybody that showed up to rip was ripping for a good cause. Who was there? Andy Mack and Kristen Asoy put on a veritable demo, doubles demo in the bowl. Chris Jocelyn, Daniel Vargas, Charlie Brother, Alex Midler, no relation to Bette Midler. Kevin Romar, is he? I'm looking at the staff. There's no one here. I'm by myself. I don't know if he's related to Bette Midler. That's neither here nor there. David Reyes, Dave Vichensky. There was a skate race ending in a throwdown. A throwdown? I don't even use that word. That's so action sports. Ending in a session on a 12-stair rail. Fools charging this rail. Kevin Romar closing it down. The session was crazy down this rail. And who finishes it? Out of nowhere, Sean Sheffy comes. Front boards. Sean Sheffy comes out of nowhere and front boards this rail, and it was amazing. Sean Sheffy. Bam! That was so rad to see. But even better to see, in doing a little bit of research, I went to the Schuckler Foundation website and I just checked out his Be the Change initiative. So the Schuckler Foundation just gifted $10,000, a grant, to the Adventure Club. You want to have a good tear-jerking moment, you watch the Adventure Club video. The Adventure Club gives teens with autism a chance to get out there, get social, have some fun, do some, you know, outdoor activities. More importantly, they do it together. And if you're a parent of a child with autism, I mean, I could see how it would be very isolated. You know, there's not a lot of opportunity out there for a kid to get involved. Probably a lot of stuff for little kids, but for teenagers, I mean, they want to go dance. They want to go skate. They want to do fun things. And the Adventure Club lets them do that. So do yourself a favor and go to schucklerfoundation.org. Click the Be the Change link. Watch the Adventure Club video. I'm telling you, all this crazy bad stuff going on in the world, you watch this video and you're going to feel good and you're going to want to donate to the Adventure Club, which is what I'm going to do right after the Monday Mass ends. Another crazy-ass weekend on the Barracks. Game of the Barracks, the Battle at the Barracks, the ultimate game of skate went down this weekend. And two matchups that blew my mind. Game one, Luan Oliveira versus Tori Pudwill. Two guys that know a lot about pop. Luan skates so fast in these games of skate, he's blasting his tricks 3 feet in the air. Luan Oliveira versus Tori Pudwill, epic rematch. And hey, all of Luan's tricks were popped so high, but Tori's scooping them too. This is the pop showdown between these two guys. And here's the spoiler alert. Don't listen if you haven't watched it yet. Are you ready? I'm going to say who won. Luan Oliveira won. He won with a switch 360 flip revert. Again, I didn't even know that was a thing. That takes me back to snowboarding news with Quad Cork 1980. That sounds similar. Did you do any Quad Cork 1980s or Switch 360 flip reverts last weekend? I didn't. I watched somebody do it. I watched Luan Oliveira do it to beat Tori Pudwill at the Battle of the Barracks. Game two, another banger. Game one was like hot, heavy, bam, bam, bam. And then P-Rod and Chris Colburn had a matchup. And this is a different kind of game. This is one of those slow burns. Kick flip, heel flip, varial flip. You know, just trick, trick, trick. 100 tricks in, nobody had a letter. And then Colburn starts to heat up. Then P-Rod starts to heat up. I'm going to tell you who won. With a backside 360 kick flip. Not a tray flip. Basically, you do a backside 360 ollie and you flip your board in the middle of that. And it was Chris Colburn that did it. It was P-Rod that did not do it. So there you have your Battle of the Barracks update. What else we got here? Jenkum. Jenkum.com did one of the best articles I've seen in a long time. They tried every skateboarding game on PlayStation, reviewed them all. This is a blast from the past. And I love one of the quotes that they put in this. How does a 540 Benihana to one-footed backside Smith grind sound? Not good, but the article's good. You want to know what's going on with the real bones, the core of skateboarding, the cores of the core. Jenkum.com. And that article rips. What else? Creature Video is out now. Go get it. I think it's out. I pre-ordered it on iTunes. Hey, hi, I pre-ordered the Creature Video on iTunes, the skateboarding video. Said I'd watch it. Dork. But I did. I'm excited. I can be excited to watch a video. Can't wait to watch it. Hey, who is the Instagram handplant guy? This is my call out to the millions of Mass fans out there everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? The guy in the business casual attire, blowing the crew's mind with the handplant. Let's hear the audio on this. Ooh. Oh. 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 How good is that? So if you don't know what I'm talking about, all over Instagram right now, it's on Translucent Skateboarding and Tosh's Corner. I watch it on Tosh's Corner. I love Tosh's Corner. At Tosh's Corner. So Fulcum's out of nowhere. I'm assuming there's a session going down and this guy comes up. Yo, I can skate. They go, okay, here you go. And usually, you know, this is, we've seen the videos, a cop doing a kickflip, you know, an old lady doing a kick turn, whatever it was. This guy comes out of nowhere, out of the cut, and he's looking fly. He's looking good. He busts into one of the sickest street plants you'll ever see. Fully paused, posed perfectly. Brings it down, rolls away. The crew goes wild. Who is this man? I want the scoop. I want to interview this guy on Monday Mass as soon as possible. Find him, Mass disciples. Find this man doing the best street plant I've ever seen. Who is he? Hit me. What else? That's where I'm ending the skate news right there. The best street plant ever. Well, before we let you go, folks, let's talk about some of the comments that we've gotten on our iTunes rate and review vibe. So far, all 5 stars across the board. Does nobody hate anymore? Come on, folks. Give us some hate on Monday Mass, but thank you for the love, for sure. D. Sedolnik, he says, Monday Mass with Chris Cote has it all when it comes to action sports news. I especially dig this surf news portion of the show and look forward to it every week. Highly entertaining, clever, informative. Thank you, D. Sedolnik. Rad says, Oikwells 22. Really dig the show. Kind of been out of the loop for the last few years. Just started surfing again. He plays some good music too. Keep it up. We will keep it up here on the Monday Mass. And the last, oh, Dirty Bird 24 got dirty on his review. He uses the C word a lot, and not the one you may think. He starts it off, have you ever seen the documentary featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger called Pumping Iron? And then he goes on to talk about what Arnold talks about, which is not safe for work. Thank you, Dirty Bird 24. And Chiran Z says, Monday Mass keeps you informed on everything surf, skate, and snow related. Give it a listen. You can say something cool and relevant when you're shredding with your crew. And thank you so much, Chiran Z. What else did he say? He's been listening for a while now. Every Monday, I answer his questions about Mammoth, WSL, Battle at the Barracks. Will Chris ever get to surf Kelly's wave pool? Please, Kelly. Come on, man, we're bros. Thank you, everybody that rated and reviewed the podcast, the Monday Mass podcast. You can go to iTunes, rate and review it. I'm going to give out prizes every week. The winner of this week's prize, the Nixon Shredder watch, that's going to go to Chiranzi. Why not? He said I crank it up to 11. Chiranzi, you're the winner. DM me, as the kids say. DM me, Chiranzi. You won yourself a Nixon Shredder watch, the collab with Powell Peralta. It's coming at you, Chiranzi. Hit me. Tell me who you are. And don't try to snake him on this watch. Hey, Mass, but also of you, the U Online Network. Go to uonline.com for many awesome podcasts, videos that you must watch, and so much great stuff. Thank you to all of our other sponsors, Tory Holistics, Masterplan, PR. The hits are just going to keep on coming, folks. The Monday Mass by Chris Cote, brought to you by You Media. We'll see you, or hear you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.